Becoming a household name overnight. Perhaps a multi-million dollar endorsement contract. Both of those are possible outcomes for Olympic medal winners in Sochi, Russia, but those trappings aren't likely for top-ranked competitive snow sculptors. No, instead,
they win a medal.
Jen Cram manages Breckenridge's Arts District.
The most successful pieces is that they have really transformed that cube into a sculpture in 360 degrees, that I don't see that cube anymore. I see the sculpture.
She says creating these massive works is a race against time and Mother Nature. Teams have just 65 hours to transform a 20-ton, 12-foot-high block of snow into their design.
Yeah, the wind is blowing and snow is hitting us in the face. And
way cool, huh?
Seem like a lot of work for a medal? Well, the participants also get bragging rights.
Winning is cool.
Getting used to every snowflake, been watching them fall, individually picking them out.
This year's winners are from Germany, Breckenridge, and Wisconsin. But 4 days before corks were popped and celebrations began, 15 teams from 11 countries descended on Breckenridge.
What country are you from?
Oh, Lithuania.
Italy.
Team Germany, how's it going?
Some of this year's snow sculptures were narrative in nature. For instance, Estonia's piece illustrated its country's legend of why the moon has spots. Finland, with its depiction of the northern sun, was among the teams that chose abstraction.
And so some of the sculptures are going to have more risk involved than others.
Breckenridge's Jen Cram says some of the most minimal-looking pieces are actually the most difficult to create.
By taking more away, by balancing that, I mean, if you think that there's no armature or nothing to support them, just the snow to keep this thing standing.
In addition to risk, each team is also concerned with specificity.
And you guys see the icicle they use for the conductor's baton?
Joanne McCrew lives in Breckenridge and was the host for Team Vermont.
The detail's really beautiful. It's come a long way.
Chisels, saws, scrapers, and lots of improvised tools help the teams reach the desired effect. Mike Emmerling is a first-year competitor.
There are no industry standards. And they've developed or purchased and modified every tool that they have. These are things that they staple trusses together, carpenters. And so we staple this together, makes great shaping tools.
Other states and countries hold similar snow sculpture competitions. Breckenridge launched its international competition in 1991, following years of a smaller local event tied to its Uller Festival. And ever since, it's grown in popularity, drawing 35 submissions this year. When sculpting ceased Saturday morning, it was nearly 40 degrees. The bright Colorado sun had already begun to cause many of the sculptures to drip. Jeff Stoller has competed for about 10 years.
It's a big relief when you finish or when you're done, and especially these competitions, and then you give it up. I mean, once the tools are done, it's over, you know, your relationship with it, and we know they're going to go away fairly quick, but that's not really why we're doing it, I guess, you know.
So why do you do it?
Just to see if we can pull it off.
All of the work created will be on display through Saturday, weather permitting. But snow showers and below-freezing temperatures are forecast in Breckenridge for much of the coming week. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.